views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, knowledge, inspiration, and creativity. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, authors, and speakers helping you to discover the greatest version of yourself. You can find out much more at thelucidplanet.com and listen to all archives of the show at lucidplanetradio.com. Well, I'm really excited about today's show. This is a topic that's incredibly relevant to me and many, many other people. Today's show is about a new kind of therapy that has the potential to help millions of people across the planet who are suffering from far-reaching issues and conditions, including anxiety, depression, autism, PTSD, addiction, and so much more. As a psychologist myself who has been trained extensively in health behavior research, I have had firsthand experience with how challenging it can be to actually treat mental illness and addictive behaviors and autism and PTSD. Statistically, there are over 40 million people in the U.S. alone who are suffering from anxiety disorders. More than 10 people have, 1 in 10 people have depression, but the actual numbers could be even higher than the reported statistics. I have also made it no secret myself that I have struggled with anxiety and depression, and I'm sure that many of our listeners at Lucid Planet have as well. One of the biggest hurdles here is that in our society, people often do not get the mental health treatment that they need. The most frequent therapy often involves prescription drugs, and sometimes these don't work or they can have damaging side effects. And for example, according to the CDC, of 16,000 drug overdose deaths last year, over 15,000 were due to prescription drugs, not illegal drugs or any other substances, but actually prescription legal medications. So we know the system is flawed. We know that more needs to be done. And so I'm really excited today to talk about this new therapy that has the potential to heal some of the most challenging problems facing our wellness. What is this mysterious new therapy? Well, the irony here is that this isn't a new therapy at all, although it is now being used in new ways. And in fact, this is something that humans have been using for thousands of years to find our own deep inner healing, to expand our consciousness, to gain insight. This therapy is what has now come to be known as psychedelic medicine. Yes, you heard me right, psychedelics. Humans and animals have actually been recorded as eating psychedelic plants for thousands of years. And today, a little bit about what we're going to be talking about in these psychedelic therapies ranges from psilocybin, which is the active ingredient in magic mushrooms, to MDMA, formerly known as ecstasy, to LSD, often referred to as acid, to ketamine, ayahuasca, even cannabis, and more. So we're really lucky today to get to talk about these medicines, talk about the emerging therapies and research, drug policy reform, science education, and harm reduction. And I'm thrilled to welcome Brad Burge, who is the Director of Communications and Marketing for MAPS. MAPS is the Multidisciplinary Association of Psychedelic Studies. And for those of you who are new to this or you haven't heard of MAPS, MAPS is a nonprofit research and educational organization. And their work focuses on developing MDMA, other psychedelics, and cannabis into prescription medicines. Also, educating the public honestly about the risks and benefits of using psychedelics and providing harm reduction services at festivals and events, and training therapists to become psychedelic practitioners or psychedelic therapists. And MAPS also supports scientific research into psychedelics as tools for spirituality, creativity, neuroscience, and more. Wow. So that's a lot to take in. Let's get started. And I'm so excited to welcome Brad to the show. How's it going, Brad?
Hey, Kelly. Going great. Really great to be here.
Awesome. It's so good. It's wonderful to have you. I guess the best place to start is for our listeners who are not familiar with psychedelic therapy, could you maybe define what psychedelic therapy is and how it works?
Sure. It's really a very different approach to mental health treatment than I think a lot of us are currently used to. It's certainly not something that I heard about growing up. It's not something that I was ever really exposed to, and it's not something that's part of mainstream education. In fact, the only thing that I heard about psychedelics growing up in the 80s and admittedly early 90s was that they could only be used for harmful uses. Yes. So that they could, I'm not going to repeat the stereotypes because we've heard them over and over again. Yes. But the only way to use these drugs, supposedly I heard, was to abuse them. Yes. When in fact, what that did was to erase the real history, as you alluded to, of psychedelics, their use as mental health treatments, their use as spiritual tools, their use as religious tools, their use as tools for creativity before they were criminalized in the 1960s and 1970s. So we're actually dealing with medicines, with drugs that have been used for a very long time. Psychedelic therapy, for those who may not know, I think we often lump all psychedelics into one sort of group because they're all illegal. When in fact, the only thing they have in common, or many of them have in common, is the fact that they're illegal.
Such a good point.
Yeah. We look at LSD. That's a very common one. Millions and millions of people, especially I think our parents' generation, have used them quite a bit. The baby boomers in the 1960s, 1970s, millions of people were exposed to LSD when it first came into popular consciousness in the 1960s. Psilocybin, you also mentioned, the active ingredient in magic mushrooms. It's similar to LSD, but chemically very different, although it has some similar pharmacological effects.
Yeah.
What MAPS is primarily focused on right now is a drug that some people don't even call a psychedelic, MDMA, or methylene dioxymethamphetamine, the pure compound which is supposed to be in ecstasy and Molly, although these days studies have shown that over half of the ecstasy and Molly that is confiscated or found doesn't actually contain any MDMA at all. So we have to be very careful when we're talking about psychedelic therapy with MDMA, LSD, or any other compound that we're talking about using the pure substance.
Can you speak to some of these being derived from plants, some of these being actual plants, and some of these being like completely synthetic?
Yeah, it's all over the map, really. Yeah. MDMA is known as a semi-synthetic compound. It's derived from the oil of the safrole tree and some other natural sources. Psilocybin, of course, is a fungus. That's just completely naturally occurring. LSD is also usually completely synthetically produced, but it was originally found also as part of a fungus. That's right. Yeah. Ergotamine, the fungus that grows in rye.
Yeah.
So they're all over the map in terms of where they come from, although they've been lumped all into this single category of Schedule I drugs.
Mm-hmm. But we know now that, Schedule I means no accepted medical value.
Yeah.
Or medicinal value. And we know now, or we're certainly learning rapidly, that this is not actually the case.
Yeah, slowly but surely. And a lot of progress is being made. The Schedule I classification says no accepted medical use. And it's true in the sense that there hasn't been an approved medical use for any of these compounds. MAPS and other organizations are now working with the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA in the U.S., and then other health regulatory agencies around the world to conduct the double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trials that would be required to get the FDA to approve approve these drugs for use in combination with therapy for specific medical conditions.
So it's really important to notice that what's happening right now, this research that MAPS and these other organizations doing, it's not illegal. Even though these drugs are still technically illegal, they've had permission from the FDA, the DEA, the government to conduct this research.
Yeah, that's a really great point. A Schedule I drug is illegal for use outside of research or medical contexts. And in fact, it's always been legal to conduct research. The problems came around with the 1970 Controlled Substances Act and all of the subsequent times that new drugs were added to that Schedule I list is that researchers were discouraged from doing any work with these compounds because of the stigma attached to them. They didn't want to get a negative label attached to them. And then suddenly, when these drugs are illegal, funding is much more difficult to come by. So in 1985, for example, when MDMA was emergency scheduled by the DEA, suddenly all of the legal above board, above ground therapeutic use of MDMA in therapy disappeared, and all of the legitimate research just disappeared literally overnight. And so that's what MAPS, since 1986, has been working to fix, to get that research started.
And if anyone out there has read the book Acid Test by Tom Schroeder, if you haven't and you want to learn more about the whole process to get MDMA rescheduled and learn about the director of MAPS, Rick Doblin, and his journey through discovering this medicine and trying to push really against the odds to make it something that could be prescribed and used by the public. It's a really amazing story about how much drive and determination has gone into this, really kind of fighting like the underdog against like this big, huge federal government and pharmaceutical companies. And we're going to talk more about that and more specifically about MDMA-assisted psychotherapy, what that looks like, how to get involved if you maybe want to become a psychedelic therapist or a participant in a study. We're going to talk about that and so much more when we get back from the break. So this is Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, and I'm here with Brad Burge from MAPS. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
That it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Oh, yeah. You are listening to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And my guest today is Brad Burge from MAPS, who is talking with us about psychedelic therapy. Before we continue, Brad, I just want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you and MAPS. Could you give our contact info to the listeners and tell them where they can learn more about MAPS and also the Zendo Project?
Yeah, great. So MAPS, Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. Our website is maps.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for MAPS and psychedelic on those. We're on Instagram, Pinterest, Tumblr, Google+, all of that stuff, and we love it. And then if you want to learn more about the Zendo Project, which hopefully we'll talk a little bit more about, our psychedelic harm reduction services at festivals and events, that's zendoproject.org. And if you want to reach out to me directly, I love answering questions. I'm at Brad, B-R-A-D, at maps.org.
Awesome. And Brad knows what's up. So you can ask him any questions, and he is always on point. He's literally, like we were saying, from Burning Man to the American Psychiatric Association and everything in between.
That's right. We've done both this year.
Exactly. So it just shows you how far-reaching this movement is. And on that note, I'd love to talk more about specifically MDMA-assisted psychotherapy, how it works, what it looks like, and what the preliminary results of the research have shown us.
Sure. MDMA-assisted psychotherapy, that's our number one focus. That's MAPS's number one research focus right now, partially because we were founded as an immediate reaction to the criminalization of MDMA in 1985, but mainly because it shows such promise as a complement to psychotherapy for post-traumatic stress disorder in particular. I think we are... many of us familiar by now with PTSD. It's become quite literally an epidemic in our society. Looking at veterans, we have more veterans who have committed suicide than have actually been killed in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, tragic.
Sexual assault survivors regularly deal with PTSD, and we don't hear about it nearly often enough because it is so stigmatized to be sexually assaulted and to have PTSD as a result. So PTSD is just everywhere right now. And MDMA seems to have some very particular properties that make it very effective when used in combination with psychotherapy for PTSD. And those are pharmacological properties that are inherent to MDMA.
And those properties are...
Well, now in recreational contexts, we're very familiar with the effects of ecstasy or Molly, people becoming very comfortable with their feelings, sharing their feelings, feeling safe, feeling very aware and alert. That also happens in psychotherapy. So in psychotherapy, the MDMA helps people look at difficult traumas, difficult emotions, frightening memories that they aren't normally able to confront, and talk about them in an open and honest and self-compassionate way with the therapist team.
This is huge. This is incredibly important because in order to resolve trauma, you actually have to be present in your body and be able to process the trauma. And the first thing that happens when you have PTSD or any other trauma is that you leave, you're not present, you can't face it, and you carry it almost like the silent passenger that's always there poking you, but you can't actually look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I find, you know, in my education and outreach work that I have to educate people about the value of psychotherapy just as much as we need to educate people about the potential of psychedelics as complements to psychotherapy. So much of our conventional psychiatric treatment system is just, you come in for 15 minutes and get a drug and they send you home, and that's supposed to help you in the long run. And for many people, it doesn't. For with MDMA-assisted psychotherapy, this is just a couple of treatments that we're talking about. Our studies, the results that we're getting are after just two or three MDMA-assisted psychotherapy sessions in people who have suffered from PTSD for many years, often decades. And then they find significant reductions in their PTSD symptoms that last for years after just a few sessions. So this is just a radically different approach to treatment that we're talking about.
And, you know, we're not talking about you're going to go to the pharmacy and pick up your MDMA and go home with it. That's not the goal of the legalization of MDMA-assisted psychotherapy, right? We're talking about you use it in the context of the therapist's office, and the session often lasts several hours.
And yeah, it'll last 6 to 8 hours.
6 to 8 hours, yeah. And so really giving the participant and the therapist, and usually there's a male and a female therapist, right?
Yeah, that's for balance. You know, often trauma is sexual trauma, or there's sexual trauma at the root of it, and having a male and female therapist there can help to kind of balance out any negative emotions or memories that might come up.
Yeah, and so this is a really in-depth process. This is not take your drug and feel better. This is the opposite.
Yeah, in fact, there was a subject recently who participated in our first completed study. Her name was Rachel Hope. You can check her out online. She spoke on TV on CBS's The Doctor's television show, and what she said, this is not a party. It's actually often very difficult for people to relive these difficult experiences in the context of therapy. I often think about MDMA-assisted psychotherapy as being wrapped in a chemical security blanket while you're talking about these difficult emotions.
Yeah, and that's so important, because otherwise you might never actually get there. And I can only speak from my limited experience as a volunteer for MAPS's Boulder study. I actually was able to volunteer, I think one or two nights, and speaking to the therapist there, and they literally said, they looked me in the eye and they said, this is a miracle. This medicine is a miracle for what we're doing. And it's really hard to discount that when you have people who've been working on the front lines of psychotherapy and PTSD and severe anxiety and trauma, and they're telling you that this medicine has actually enabled them to make massive leaps and bounds way further than they ever would have been able to make without it. And that's very hard to ignore. And I think that even mainstream psychology and mainstream psychiatry is beginning to accept this concept. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely, Kelly. As we mentioned just a minute ago, I was at the American Psychiatric Association annual meeting in Toronto with a group of MAPS staff and volunteers educating primarily psychiatrists and other clinicians about psychedelic therapy and what we were doing with MDMA-assisted psychotherapy for PTSD. And I can't tell you how many people came up to the table and either said thank you for bringing this new treatment into potential use in the next several years, or wow, welcome back. That came from a lot of the older psychiatrists who had been practicing in the 1960s or even the 1950s before psychedelics were criminalized, and they saw them as having great potential, but because of their criminalization, they had to go focus on other things for their career. So a lot of people are just very excited to have this new toolkit, this new tool added to their toolkit.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, we know MDMA was used extensively in therapy and psychology, especially in a relational context, as far as building communication and enhancing intimacy in the 1970s and 1980s before it was made illegal. And so it's kind of returning that little piece back to people who've been working with it. And I think that's so important. And this is just, again, I'm really excited about this because I have several close people to me suffer from PTSD or anxiety and are looking for help. And I'm sure there's many listeners out there who either are experiencing this themselves or other people close to them are experiencing this. And I guess my question for you, Brad, is what do you say to them, people who want to participate in a study or people who are looking for help or looking to try this? How do they go about doing this through the legal proper channels?
For now, and we do get this question all the time, so the first thing is that you're not alone. There are many people out there who are looking for better treatments and dealing with PTSD on their own, and they don't have to. The number one thing for people to seek out is a community of people that they can share their experiences with and feel comfortable doing that. After that, getting involved in a trial. Well, we have a very limited number of clinical trials ongoing now. We do have a lot, which is 4 and 2 completed, but they're starting to wrap up, and we don't have a lot of slots left, so we can't just offer those to many people left. We do also have phase 3 trials of MDMA-assisted psychotherapy for PTSD coming up starting next year, and those will enroll hundreds of subjects across the country, which is still only, of course, a tiny fraction of the number of people that need it. We're hoping right now that it'll be approved for prescription use and covered by insurance as early as 2021, in about 6 years. So that's a long time to wait, but it's also, in the grand scheme of things, coming up pretty soon.
So in other words, there is a possibility that you might actually be able to acquire pure MDMA through the legal channels for the use of therapy in the next, say, 5 to 6 years.
Absolutely. That's what we're hoping for, as long as the results continue to be so strong and we continue to get the funding that we need to complete the trial, since we are, after all, a nonprofit.
Absolutely. So I guess that the next step then is that people can donate to help provide the funding for this to happen.
That's right. Anything from $5 to $15 million. We need about $15 million to complete phase 3 and make MDMA a legal treatment for PTSD.
Wow. And I know that there was a big Kickstarter that happened. Is that still ongoing, or was
we have an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign going on for our psychedelic harm reduction efforts, which is kind of the flip side of our clinical research. It's helping people reduce the risks of psychedelics in recreational contexts and provide an alternative to the war on drugs.
Awesome. And we're going to go to break now. And when we get back, we're going to talk a lot more about psychedelic harm reduction and what this is, why it's important, how to get involved on that side of things, the war on drugs, and what that means. And, you know, also, I definitely want to talk to Brad about why now is all of this changing? You know, these substances have been illegal. What changed? So when we get back, we're going to talk more about the future and psychedelic harm reduction. So stay tuned on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly with Brad Burge from MAPS, and we will be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than 2 decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Each each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I have Brad Burge from MAPS here talking about psychedelic therapy. And wow, Brian is really crushing the music today. Thanks, Brian. I love it. So I guess we are going to talk more about psychedelic harm prevention and the war on drugs. And one question, Brad, I have for you is, why are psychedelics now being publicly recognized as therapeutic tools after so many years of stigma and of prohibition? What has changed?
I think the key thing that's changed is that the research has started again. I think there have always been a lot of case reports, so just individuals sharing their stories about how psychedelics have transformed their lives or affected them, ever since people have been using psychedelics. And so that hasn't changed. A lot of people found benefits from them in the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, and people have been reporting that for a long time. But now what we're starting to see is real data from double-blind placebo-controlled trials, and that data just wasn't there before. Even before they were illegal, even before LSD and MDMA were illegal, they were used in therapy, but there still hadn't been any actual clinical trials that could prove statistically that they were working. And how they were working and for whom they were working. So it's that research that has gotten into the news and has, I think, helped reduce the stigma. And therefore, people are more willing to share their stories, which encourages more research, which encourages more people to share their stories. And then we get this kind of snowball effect of legitimization for psychedelics.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the new areas, or I shouldn't say new, but one of the emerging areas that you guys are pushing into in addition to research is this idea of psychedelic harm reduction. And what does this mean? What does it look like? And also, how does psychedelic harm reduction relate to the war on drugs and these changing attitudes about the potential benefits of psychedelics?
Yeah, so our approach then, it's a great question, Kelly. Thanks for bringing it up, because it's the psychedelic harm reduction aspect of what MAPS is doing is the other side of our clinical research. So the clinical research, this is very carefully controlled, methodical research, working with major research universities and organizations, really clean, very careful scientific research. On the other hand, we also send volunteers and trained staff members to Burning Man, to Boom Festival, to Envision Festival in Costa Rica, to other places around the world, concerts and events, festivals where people are likely to be using psychedelics and very often do. So while our clinical research is trying to show, look, the war on drugs is flawed because it's assuming that the only way to use psychedelics is to abuse them, when in fact, look, there's some real evidence showing that used in certain ways by certain people, they could be used, effectively for therapeutic, creative, spiritual uses. On the other hand, what do we do when people are clearly still sometimes abusing psychedelics. And people still do get into psychological trouble, or they can still get hurt at concerts and events where there aren't adequate services available for people who are using these drugs. People are still buying psychedelics on the black market. They're still getting adulterated MDMA. They're still thinking they're buying LSD and getting something else that's far more dangerous. So what do we do with people who have taken too much, who are using these drugs maybe irresponsibly, or maybe they just got unlucky? You know, what do we do with them? Do we send them to jail where they're likely to continue down a criminal path and be more likely to end up back in jail? Do we send them to hospitals where they're likely to be drugged and to be psychologically wrenched out of their experience, which can often produce trauma and be a great cost to them and their families? So we want to provide an alternative to both arrest and to hospitalization that also works against the war on drugs. And that is our Zendo Project service, where we provide a safe space. So we erect a structure at events, and we provide professionally trained staff, including people with medical training and psychological EMS training, to help people through their difficult experiences when they're not having a medical emergency, but rather just having an extreme or a difficult psychedelic experience.
Wow. You know, I think that so much of the problem here goes down to prohibition and, like you said, the war on drugs. If people aren't taught how to responsibly use these substances, aside from don't do them, they'll kill you. If you eat that acid, you'll turn into a glass of orange juice and you'll never come back, which is what I was told when I was growing up. And so you're just told, don't use these things, don't mess with them. And then, but we have a natural curiosity, and it comes from our kind of human drive to expand our consciousness and to seek out these tools like we've been doing for thousands and thousands of years. So you have to expect that people are still going to try and experiment with these medicines. But like you said, a lot of what you're getting isn't what people say it is, because there's a black market, there's prohibition. You can't go and just purchase a pure psychedelic of any kind. So you really have no idea what you're doing, but that doesn't stop people from trying it. And do these people deserve to be like, have their life ruined and destroyed and go to jail and become criminals? Like, is it criminal to experiment with your own consciousness? And it raises a lot of really interesting questions of how we do deal with this. And I think that psychedelic harm reduction services are incredibly important and incredibly valuable to the festival community, and also just to our general communities of people, you know, as we are kind of evolving and growing through this. I was at Envision Festival, and I saw the Zendo tent, and I spoke to some people from Zendo, and it seemed like everything was going really well.
Yeah. You know, our staff and volunteers are extremely well trained to operate very compassionately and effectively and communicate very well in very intense situations. And several times, certainly at that event and at every other event where we've been at, there has been at least one case of an interaction with law enforcement where the law enforcement personnel just didn't know what to do with somebody who had taken too much LSD. It's often having taken too much LSD or also having eaten too many cannabis edibles. That's a very, very common reason people will come into the Zendo Project needing support. And the law enforcement, they don't know what to do with them. People are having a very difficult time. Sometimes they're lashing out. Sometimes they're very afraid, and they don't want to lock them up because they know that's just going to worsen the situation. So they bring them to the Zendo, and our volunteers are able to sit with them for 2, 3, 5, sometimes 20 hours until they come down off of whatever drug they've taken. And sometimes, in fact, often the next day they'll come back, these guests, and say, hey, thank you so much. I can't believe you were that patient with me. I can't believe somebody was able to sit with me for that long. And how can I help? And what can I do? And who are you people? And oh my gosh. So that's happened a lot. And those are just really inspiring moments.
So much of this is about compassion and caring for our fellow human beings. And I think that's a really beautiful story that even law enforcement is actually thankful to have someone that can kind of step in and intervene and teach and show how to deal with these things. And the cannabis thing, of course, makes me laugh because I live in Colorado where cannabis is completely legal. Mm-hmm. And yet people still don't have like the level of education that they need on how to use it because the war on drugs kind of suppressed it so much. So it's going to take time for mm-hmm. people to catch up and to learn. And thankfully, the efforts of MAPS and Zendo are definitely pushing this forward. So if people want to volunteer, can they work in psychedelic harm reduction? Is this something
they can volunteer for?
And how would they do that? Should they just go to the Zendo website or they send you an email?
Yeah, zendoproject.org. We also have an ongoing crowdfunding campaign, so we need volunteers to help. We also need donations. We need people to share. Every little bit helps, and we're just trying to take this to more places around the world and help people out and provide an alternative to prohibition.
Awesome. Well, what are the next festivals or events you guys are doing?
Next one is Burning Man in Nevada. We'll have our largest space, possibly two spaces on two different corners of Burning Man. We're working with Burning Man organization. We're in the survival guide for Burning Man, so people will be able to find us if they or their friends are having a difficult time.
That's great. I do know someone who was at Burning Man last year and said that one of his friends needed your services and that it helped her out tremendously and that it was overall a really positive experience. So that was some good firsthand positive feedback that I got. Absolutely.
Excellent. Yeah, zendoproject.org.
Zendoproject.org. Okay, yeah. So anybody who wants to get involved or learn more, please check that out. And we're going to go to the break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the future of psychedelic therapy, psychedelic medicine, and some of the other medicines that we haven't gotten to speak about yet. So this is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I'm here with Brad Burge from MAPS, and we will be back after the break.
Time is going by so much faster than I'm starting to regret not spending all of it with you. Now I'm wondering why I've kept this bottle inside. So I'm starting to regret.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world, live spontaneously. Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Dr. Linda Salvin,
Metaphysical Master,
now bringing insight and metaphysical abundance to your living room with her spirit-filled candle line, Wicks of Wisdom. Dr. Linda's unique formulations of pure and powerful herbs, oils, and essences can assist you in love, luck, finances, health, and more.
Wait till you experience the power of Wicks of Wisdom.
Find out how these amazing candles can help you. See them now and order yours at lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey everyone, this is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Brad Burge from MAPS, and we are talking about psychedelic medicine and the future of psychedelic therapy and research. And so, Brad, we still have so much to talk about, of course. And I thought I would ask you, we've talked a lot about MDMA and MDMA-assisted psychotherapy. What are some of the other psychedelics that are being used, and what is kind of the research or the preliminary data showing?
So MDMA is definitely not the only one that's being explored. First, I'll mention that we're also looking at other applications of MDMA-assisted therapy, not just for PTSD, but also for anxiety in people who have a life-threatening illness. And also for social anxiety in adults who are on the autism spectrum. So that would be to help not to treat autism, but to help people who are autistic feel more comfortable participating in social situations, develop communication skills, and so on. So those are two other indications we're looking at for MDMA-assisted therapy. We've also looked at LSD-assisted psychotherapy for anxiety in people with life-threatening illnesses. We've completed one study in Switzerland, and that was the first completed study of LSD in humans in over 40 years, and did show some meaningful results there, but it was a very small study, and we've been focused on MDMA, so we haven't done more LSD research. There is a little bit of other LSD research happening around the world, but no double-blind placebo-controlled trials happening yet.
Isn't it true that there were like 10,000 studies done, or 10,000 human subject studies done with LSD?
It was definitely thousands. It was definitely on that order of people who received LSD-assisted therapy before it was illegal. Stanislav Grof, who's a transpersonal psychiatrist, one of the founders of psychedelic therapy, treated many of those people in the 1970s with LSD.
You know, I'm glad you brought up Stan Grof. I thought really quickly we could just mention that this is becoming really a viable academic career now. I get tons of emails from people asking about how to become a psychologist, do they want to do psychedelic therapy or work in psychedelic harm reduction. And there are actually universities, colleges, programs, more informal education programs in the field of transpersonal psychology where you can actually do this. And I thought, Brad, just for a second, if you could mention that a little bit.
Yeah, there's more and more academic and professional interest in this field. And certainly over the next 5 or so years, as we're completing this research and other organizations are completing psychedelic research, there's going to be more opportunities for people to participate in studies as investigators, as therapists, as study staff, et cetera. And then once it's approved, MDMA-assisted psychotherapy for PTSD in 2021, we're going to be seeing a lot more options as people are actually able to administer MDMA-assisted psychotherapy in their practice. So there's sort of a couple different routes. One is people can pursue actual training in psychedelic therapy and transpersonal psychology or transpersonal psychotherapy, which is the field that Stan Grof founded that he helped found. One of those training programs is at the California Institute of Integral Studies in San Francisco. Another one is Naropa University in Colorado, close to where you are, Kelly.
Yes, very much. I love Naropa.
Yeah, there are some great programs. Generally, if you're interested in studying psychedelic therapy approaches, transpersonal psychology is a great way to go. That said, you don't need to just study psychedelic therapy or be so specific if you want to use psychedelics in your practice. In fact, if you study something else, so if you study Hakomi therapy or breath work or body work, or you become a marriage and family therapist or any other sort of certified counselor. As long as your patient, your client, can be prescribed MDMA by a physician, you'll be able to actually supervise the process. MAPS will be offering a training program to certify people in our very specific form of non-directive psychotherapy that we're developing specifically for use with MDMA-assisted psychotherapy, and that will probably be the best way for people to get trained, in addition to whatever academic, professional, and licensing training they may want to pursue.
Awesome. So really, this is definitely an emerging field, and people are incredibly interested in this because of how profoundly it's been shown to potentially be effective. And so we're definitely seeing this. I know that I get emails a lot from listeners and people looking to pursue careers in this area. So thank you for kind of helping to point that out. And, you know, 6 years isn't that far away if you're starting a doctoral program now.
That's right. That's right. You probably won't be done yet.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly. Okay. And I also wanted to bring up psilocybin too.
Great.
Wow, there's some great research coming out about psilocybin. It can help people with addiction. It can help depression. It can actually help regrow the brain or parts of the brain cells, right?
Yeah, there's some really interesting research happening with that. In fact, some of my favorite research has happened with psilocybin lately. The Hefter Research Institute, which is a nonprofit based in New Mexico, is sponsoring research at Johns Hopkins, NYU, and other places into psilocybin. So Hefter is really the organization sponsoring and moving forward a lot of that psilocybin research right now. And that's for anxiety, again, in people with life-threatening illness, with cancer anxiety in particular. They're also looking at psilocybin for nicotine cessation. I think that's a really phenomenal approach, since there's a lot of evidence that LSD, psilocybin, and other psychedelics, including ibogaine and ayahuasca, may have a very strong anti-addictive potential. And so that's a whole other area of research that's happening. And
I know there's some great literature out there on opiate addiction and opiate cessation through ibogaine and ayahuasca. And how fascinating. Right? It's not as simple as, oh, you take one drug to get you off another drug. That's not what this is. It's not like replacement. It's that the depth of the psychedelic experience is so intense and kind of like self-corrective and self-connecting that suddenly that urge kind of fades away to be using like harder drugs or opiates or heroin.
Yeah, yeah. Ideally, as long as it's combined with psychotherapy or the right set and setting.
Yeah. And and of course, we know how important set and setting is in psychedelic research and psychedelic use in general. Wow, this has been such an awesome show, Brad. I just want to thank you so much. Do you have any closing thoughts or anything you want our listeners to know, or maybe tell them your contact info one more time?
Yeah, sure. MAPS.org is our website. And if you'd like to help us out, expanding the Zendo project is a major priority for us right now, getting to more festivals, training more people, helping more people with challenging psychedelic experiences. That's zendoproject.org. And then again, my email is brad@maps.org.
Awesome. Brad, thank you so much, really, for sharing such inspiring and incredibly important information. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I had such a wonderful time. If you please continue to join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. You can also find me at thelucidplanet.com. And please connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, The Lucid Planet on Twitter and The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly on Facebook. So thank you so much, Brad. Next week on Lucid Planet Radio, I will be interviewing Bill Phillips. He is a world-renowned psychic medium, and his readings have literally changed my life. I'm very much a woman of science and a scientist. But the experiences that I've had with this particular fellow have really blown me away and caused me to reevaluate everything I thought I knew about this reality. So he's the real deal. You can tune in to hear me speak with him next week about mediumship and channeling and what that is and how it works. And right now I'm heading off to Absurdia Festival, which is going on 20 minutes east of Denver all weekend, sponsored by the Womp Truck family. And it's going to be a fantastic festival. There's still tickets available. You can go to Absurdia on Facebook right now and you might get a ticket. And I hope to see a lot of you there. and just sending light and love. So yeah, tune in next week. Thanks again to Brad, and have a great rest of your week. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.